Hi guys, and welcome back to the last episode of Weekly News for the month of August 1921 from the Nigerian Pioneer by Sakito Iyajosa, and this is Conversations with the Facade Nigeria, brought to you by the Facade Nigeria. I'm not to waste too much of your time, and seeing as the last week of August 1921 and the new month is upon us, Chief Oluwa, owing to the necessity of going to press early, it will be impossible to give an account of the landing of Chief Oluwa, who is due to arrive in Lagos on Thursday morning by the SS Abingsi. At the time of writing, it is said great preparations for a warm welcome are being made. King's College Sports. The fourth annual sport in connection with King's College Lagos will be held on the college grounds on Saturday, September 3rd next. We understand that the preliminary heat will be run on Wednesday, the 31st of August, and the Ikoyi run will take place on Saturday, the 27th instant, starting from King's College at 5 p.m. So the Ikoyi run is not just a sport event of King's College that started yesterday. So this is something that has been there since about the late 1910s, and seeing this is 1921 as well. So it's a long tradition in King's College. The season. The clerk of the weather seems to have dislocated the seasons. Up north, owing to no seasonal rain, famine at one time stared the inhabitants in the face. In the south, we have been having rain in season and out of season. The crops down south are far too advanced to be damaged materially by the heavy downpour of the past few days. The Alakoro Reclamation. The committee going into the question of compensation for damage done to houses in the Alakoro area owing to the pumping of sand to fill up the low-lying area have on the whole been given general satisfaction. Some cases have not met with the approval of the neighborhood nor of the persons directly concerned. It is generally considered that Mr. Webb, the municipal engineer, is more than overworked. We are confident of his sound judgment and feel certain that he will go into complaints which have been made and where possible make good to the grousers. Mr. J.H. Stanley Robin. Mr. John Henry Stanley Robin, Chief Registrar, Supreme Court, who has been paying visits to Sapele and Sekondi, returned to Lagos on Saturday last. Activities on the race course. The Lagos Race Committee is busy on improvements to the racing tracks, and so is the European Cricket Club, not to mention the Polo Club, who have always cared for their ground. Like Alice in Wonderland, we wonder when the outskirts of the playing field will receive attention from the Board of Management. Surely the money which, despite hard times, the generous government has voted the board should be used in improving the grounds inside the course for clubs who are not blessed with money like the three clubs referred to. The concert in aid of the St. Dunstan's Hostel. The concert given at the Butemeta in aid of St. Dunstan's Hostel for blind officers attracted a considerable number of ladies and gentlemen from Lagos, despite the threatening attitude of the weather. We have been informed the performance was voted an unqualified success. The SS Elmina. The Royal Mail Steamer RMS Elmina is due in Lagos on or about the second proximal en route for Calabar. The Honorable Eric Omo. The Honorable Eric Omo proposes to leave England the first week in October. We understand the Honorable and Learned Gentleman is having quite a good time abroad and has recently returned to London from Paris. The produce trade. We feel a note of warning should be sounded for the benefit of our traders in produce. The recent rise in prices ought not to be taken as an indication that the boom is ahead. Traders would do well to be particularly cautious, for in a recent conversation with a gentleman, secretary of one of the biggest concerns having dealings with Nigeria, he stated emphatically that there was nothing to justify in the recent rise in prices. He ought to know, having recently left England on a flying visit to the coast. Street improvement. we have to congratulate our city fathers on the improvement going on in some of the back streets of the town. We fail to see how improvement rates can be justified in places where there is no such a thing as a street and the proper sense of it, no drainage and no light. And that's it, guys, from weekly news from the Nigerian Pioneer on Conversations with the Facade Nigeria for the month of August. Hope you all enjoyed the news from August and see you in the month of September. Happy new month in advance. And just stay tuned to what we're bringing for you in September and beyond as well. Don't forget to stay safe. Don't forget to practice social distancing out there. Always mask up and stay safe as well. And see you guys when next we see you. Don't forget to share our podcast with family and friends. We're on Instagram at The Facade Nigeria. Always regularly posting interesting stuff, old photographs, never before seen photographs, very rare photographs as well, and information that even family members don't know about their descent, their ancestors as well, basically. So share our social media page with family and friends. If you know any descendant of any of the Saros and Afro-Brazilians we mentioned in our podcast, in our page on Instagram and all that, don't forget to share with them and also with other people that will be interested in our page as well. And we'll see you guys when next we see you. Always listen regularly to even previous podcasts that you've listened, podcast episodes that you've listened to as well. So see you guys when next we see you. Cheers.